Good morning. This is Paul Donovan, Chief Economist at UBS Global Wealth Management. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, London time, on Monday, the 22nd of April. Structural change continues to challenge economists and policymakers. This is not because structural change is bad. It's because structural change breaks established economic relationships and causes a deterioration in the quality of economic data. These factors then weaken economic forecasting, as models use past economic relationships to forecast the future, and are obviously very data dependent. The United Kingdom is a case in point. At the end of last week, the Office of National Statistics revealed that London house prices have been underperforming prices in the rest of the country. This is not what has traditionally happened in the UK, but the move to flexible working has changed patterns of real estate demand. That also affects commercial real estate demand and patterns of consumption. Increases in flexible working increase both productivity and potential leisure time, but GDP may struggle to capture that if it's looking for old-fashioned methods of work. This is one of the reasons why GDP is being revised upwards so frequently. It means that understanding the economy requires a lot more understanding of the detail of the data, right down to its construction, to get a more realistic sense of what is actually happening. There are a few central bankers speaking today, including ECB President Lagarde. It is unlikely that markets will be treated to a detailed analysis of what is really happening in the economy. The expectation of a June rate cut from the ECB is now more or less set in the minds of investors, with signals from the ECB Governing Council generally clear on that point. The question is what happens next, and with June approaching, investors will naturally speculate on the extent to which the ECB reduces rates. It's probably not accurate to characterize these rate cuts as an easing of policy, as they're responding to the slowdown in inflation. Instead, by stabilizing real interest rates, the ECB's rate cuts are more about preventing what would otherwise be an automatic tightening of policy. Safe haven plays may be fading with the oil price lower last week. The geopolitical focus is still likely to be on the Middle East, at least for the time being. The US House of Representatives passed funding for Ukraine over the weekend, but that conflict is not something that is currently a significant market focus. The main way the Russia-Ukraine war now impacts financial markets is through the longer-term impact on European fiscal deficits and, to a lesser extent, US fiscal deficits. The House funding also included defunding Gen Z by threatening TikTok content creators' revenue streams. Those revenues were another example of economic activity that is probably underreported. South Korean exports for the first 20 days of April have been released. This data is generally fairly reliable as it's derived from customs data, and tax figures are normally dependable. The data showed strength in exports, but the focus is on artificial intelligence-related technology. The read-through to global consumer demand is therefore to be treated with some caution. The weaker won and the higher oil prices will also have had a bearing on the value of exports. That's all for today. Have a good day.
UBS Chief Investment Office's investment views are prepared and published by the Global Wealth Management business of UBS AG or its affiliate, UBS. This material has no regard to the specific investment objectives, financial situation, or particular needs of any specific recipient and is published for informational purposes only. As a firm providing wealth management services to clients globally, UBS AG and its subsidiaries offer both investment advisory services and brokerage services. Investment advisory services and brokerage services are separate and distinct, differ in material ways, and are governed by different laws and separate arrangements. In the USA, UBS Financial Services, Inc. is a subsidiary of UBS AG and a member of FINRA SIPC. For information, please visit our website at ubs.com/working with us. For a full legal disclaimer applicable to the independent investment views produced by UBS, please visit our website at ubs.com/CIO-disclaimer.